American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
We're in our second decade on this Lead Slinger's microphone.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
I love this. The only thing I hate about this hour is it's the last hour of the show. We're on air 5 days a week here on the Lead Slinger's microphone on this monster cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, all of it presented by X Insurance. And then weekday show, of course, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the... And this is always fun, too, because gunbroker.com is just slamming. If you need something out there, Gunbroker's got you covered. I'm telling you right now, make sure to check out gunbroker.com. But the daytime studio is sponsored there. We bring it to you from the gunbroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. And I got to tell you, all of it, both programs brought to you by X Insurance. Before I get to a roundtable today that is short one person, but in addition to the table today, who was a great friend of this program, we talk about, boy, with AWR and Alan Gottlieb and Sadie and now Justin Moon coming up here in just a second and Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon, it's dynamite. But, you know, I'm looking at some of the comments during the break, and Brian Dew, who's a top fan on the show, he's in here watching the program from the Video Network studios every week, says, what do I do? And I'm paraphrasing here. He says, what do I do when we have a veteran who has never voted before voting with his liberal wife? Well, I can answer that question. You tell that veteran that his vote's not going to count. It's not going to matter. You know why? Because my daughter turns 18 the day before the election. She's already registered. Her vote's going to nullify his vote. So I hope that makes you feel better, Brian, because it certainly made me feel better to tell you that. So what's the moral of that story? Anybody and everybody, you've got to do whatever you have to do to get them to the polls. Trump was right. He was saying this in Nevada. He has said it before, and he's going to continue to say it. He used to say this was the most important election in our lifetimes since Lincoln. I've said that, too. No, this is now, no question about it, the single most important presidential election in American history. Socialism is on the table in the United States of America. Your right to bear arms, your Second Amendment, is literally on the table. It can be destroyed. If Biden wins and takes the Senate with him, you can consider it wiped out. They will wipe it out, and they will do it legislatively. There's fight coming to America. This is important stuff. So let's talk about it now with two guys that are, I mean, they're just awesome. And you hear Justin here every week, the CEO of Car Arms. Let's get these guys up on the screen here. We've got Justin Moon, the CEO of Car Arms. Justin, welcome inside the roundtable. These conversations, Justin, are getting more and more important for the American people to hear. Every single week, brother. I know you know that.
Well, it's good. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, the election is very important this cycle. I think it's, as you said, the most important election in a very, very long time. We got to defeat these communist socialists.
There is no question about it. That was Justin Moon, CEO of Car Arms. We're going to be talking with him. And my next guest here in the lineup today in the roundtable, Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon. You just popped up on my screen behind me. How you doing, Stephen? Thanks for jumping in here today. Wow. This is important stuff, Stephen. Tell me I'm not wrong.
I mean, obviously, it's certainly a very important election with two very different visions when it comes to firearms. I say that much at the very least.
Okay, you're right. Let me go over to Justin here. Justin, with everything at stake in the election right now, we actually literally have, as Stephen just mentioned, and it is becoming apparent. Now, we've known this. We've talked about it. But I believe Americans are now seeing this. And I think that's why Trump has changed his tune to the most important election, not just since Lincoln, but in American history. And I'm in 100% agreement with that, 100% agreement with the president, because we have an ideology, Justin, that this country has fought across the country or across the globe, around the world, since its inception. This is un-American. This does not belong in this country, Justin, and it's here, and it's that far away. If you believe polls, it's ahead. How can that possibly be happening in America?
Yeah, I mean, this is a very important choice election. I mean, we are facing communist socialists. I mean, look at what they did to our major cities. The Democratic Party controls cities like New York, L.A., Chicago, Washington, D.C., Portland, Seattle, and they've completely ruined them. They completely destroyed them. I mean, look at the state of California. It's a complete financial basket case. And, you know, people on droves are trying to run away from those areas where the Democratic Party has a political monopoly on those areas. Can you imagine what will happen to our country if they win this cycle? They're going to use all of their, you know, tactics and all of their, you know, the things which they did in those states to make sure that they never lose another national election. If we do not win this time around, we may have permanently lost America without, God forbid, another 1776.
You know, Stephen, I'm not going to disagree with that in any way, shape, or form. What's at stake here is absolutely, I mean, everything I'm trying to teach my children about my code, we'll lose that. We've already lost our universities. We've lost our media. We've lost our pop culture and music. We've lost entertainment in movies. And I got to ask you, Stephen, how come, let's take, for example, we like to pick on Chicago a lot. You cover the shootings in Chicago a lot over the years. When a mayor like Lightfoot or Rahm Emanuel or Daley, before these people, these people that come in and destroy these cities, they know they're destroying these cities. They're more. This proves to me after all this time that they're more concerned about power and their positions of power than they are about the people they claim to represent when they know these cities are a wreck. How is that? You've got Democrats in power that have been in Washington for decades that are now part of the same ideology. It's not new. Have they just come out of the closet? Have they always been like this? How dangerous are they?
I mean, look, I think it's fair enough to say that, you know, the election is important and that there's a stark difference in approaches to candidates, obviously, as you've gone over, you know, at length for the last several months, right? And as I've reported on, I do think that our system, though, is set up to where one election is not going to be the end of the country. I don't believe that. I think you can, I mean, even look back to 2008, right? I mean, I don't know. You can argue certainly that the Democrats have moved left of where they were nationally in 2008, but in 2008 they had control of all three branches of government with 60 votes in the Senate to pass essentially anything they wanted, and you know, the country didn't come to an end then, and I don't think it would now, even if Democrats do win the presidency and control of the Senate, which at most they would probably be able to get 51%. Now, that's, obviously, that would come with real consequences in terms of policies being passed, but you know, the system we have in place here in the United States is very resilient and tends to produce a lot of stability and not a lot of wild shifts in policy, even if one party is able to get control. I mean, look at the Republican Party had control of all three, you know, levels of the federal government after Trump won. And, the things that policy-wise didn't radically shift at that point. They had the tax cuts. But, you know, there's a stability built into our system of government that was designed into it by the founders that, you know, I'm not trying to undercut the idea that elections are important and they do have real world consequences. I just, you know, when I look at things, when I look at our system, what I like to
focus on is the strength of the system, of the separation of powers, of the way we elect politicians and the way the electorate tends to not like having one party completely in control of everything mm-hmm. for long periods of time. And I think that saves us whatever you think of the individual candidates at play and the fair criticisms of, you know, Joe Biden or Kamala Harris that you know, we have here on the program. You know, that's how I look at it.
And you know what? I don't disagree with you at all. But when we come back, I'm going to try to poke a few holes in what you said, but do it in a very constructive way, because I believe you're absolutely right. The country's not going to go anywhere. But how we live our lives in this country will change radically. I'll explain what I mean and get commentary from both Stephen and Justin Moon when we come back. Love this conversation. This is great stuff. We'll be back right after this. Do not go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest, the derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents, they can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Oh, man. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Roundtable, the third hour. First, let me welcome both of my guests back to the studio. Justin Moon, welcome back. You ready to take some questions here in a second, Justin?
You certainly are ready, Mark.
All right. Justin is the CEO of Car Arms and a regular here at the Roundtable. His feet are up at the table every single week. And Stephen Gutowski, longtime regular participant here on both. And I love this because he's one of the rare guests that we bring on to both shows. And that's because how good he is, Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon. How you doing, Stephen? Welcome back. You ready for me to try to poke some holes in what you said?
Oh, I'm always up for it. Yeah, man.
Okay. First off, Justin, I can't wait to get your commentary. I want to direct this. Let me direct the questions or the comments to you, Stephen, but then go to Justin for commentary and then back to you so everybody participates. Number one, I was taking copious notes during the break. Number one, I would argue with you, Stephen, that this is not the same damn party of even 08, as recent as 08. I mean, you went back and you mentioned that the Dems had control in the House, or they had full control for 2 years. I would argue this is not the same party as 08. It's far more radical in the last several years. This is certainly not, I think you would agree, that this is not the same party as the Clinton Democrat Party, and it is nowhere near what the Democrats were during the Kennedy administration, and we could go farther back. I don't personally believe John Kennedy would be down with any of this crap. And in particular, let's not forget, he was very fiscally conservative for the most part. He was also an NRA life member. And let's not also forget that the Dems did control the House for over 40 years, and it wasn't until that seismic shift in 94 with the Contract of America when the Republicans finally had a say. But even when the Dems controlled the House, even when they controlled the House for over four decades, there was bipartisanship. Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan did epic battles as partisans, but sat down together and ate steak with their wives and drank beer and whiskey in the White House together. They did not hate each other. That ain't happening in today's White House. It's not happening in today's White House. It certainly ain't happening with Nancy Pelosi, who, let's not forget, ripped up the State of the Union speech in front of the world. And I think it's fair to say that the Democrats Party today does want to destroy our institutions because they want power. They want to destroy the Second Amendment. They want to destroy SCOTUS. Let's talk about, you know, let's stack the courts. You see the direction I'm going here. We may be at a point in our history where this party has finally achieved its level of where they think they can be. They've lost their minds. Now, keep all that in mind. I could go on and on and on. I love what I do for a living. But let me go to Justin first to get some commentary, and then let's go back to Stephen, because I believe Stephen is correct. Our Constitution and freedom, as I say on the opening, Justin, will always prevail, but it may be a meat grinder for a while. We're in a meat grinder, no doubt. Let's hear what you have to say.
I think I'm going to be more inclined to agree with your position, Mark. If you look at some of the amendments which were passed to our Constitution, they've actually weakened the systems of checks and balances, like the election of senators by the general population of their state. The passing of the Federal Reserve Act, where that the power of currency was taken away from our government. The growth of executive power in America, where the president is basically writing law just by the stroke of his pen by executive fiat. A lot of the systems of checks and balances have been eroded. And look at what they're talking about this time. The Democrats say if they get control of the Senate, they're going to get rid of the filibuster. If they get rid of the filibuster and they control the presidency and they have the House, they can make Washington, D.C. the 51st state of the union, get two more permanent senators. They could give amnesty to all the illegal aliens and basically get a lock on the voting population to do whatever socialist communist agenda they want. And then with that kind of lock on political power, they can do whatever they want to the minority. And look at what they've done with the political power they had in the last election cycle. Look at the revelations against President Trump, the whole criminal conspiracy to remove him from office starting from day one. you know, you have reports now that the Democratic Party was talking to the generals and trying to get them to do a 25th Amendment coup of the president. And, you know, there are elements inside our government actually considering doing that. And look at the Mueller investigation. It was completely fabricated. There was not one shred of evidence or any basis for that investigation. And yet they proceeded with that. And they tried to railroad the president out of office. And if you fail to take note that these are relatively kind of unique events in American history, I think you're missing the boat. So I think we have to recognize that there are large parts of our bureaucracy which are no longer bipartisan by any means. They're completely beholden to a particular political party. And unless the American public gives Trump the victory again and gives Republicans the time to break up these Democratic monopolies stronghold in these institutions, we will lose freedom in this country forever, basically. That would be the end of America as we know it.
Stephen, let me toss this back to you, because I am in agreement with you. You know, America is resilient. The Constitution is resilient as long as we have it in place. I think there are massive forces working against it. And certainly we know about the Second Amendment here on Armed American Radio, what they want to do. Bloomberg's made no bones about the fact he's spending $100 million in Florida. We'll go to that in a few minutes as well, too. But yeah, America will survive as America. America will survive. It will be America because it's called America. But life as we know it could be radically altered. And then, of course, what you're saying, I want to make sure, is that, you know, we can change this with the next election cycle, right? That's where you're going with this, because the Constitution allows us to do these things, and that's what makes the country resilient, correct?
Yes, certainly. I mean, you know, there are obviously consequences with elections, especially if a particular party gets enough control to essentially pass whatever they want. And I think the concerns about the, you know, some Democrats wanting to eliminate the filibuster or completely eliminate. Obviously, it started with Harry Reid, and then McConnell took it a half step further. And then, you know, there's certainly that's a possibility where if the filibuster gets eliminated, you're going to see a lot more legislation move through a lot quicker with a lot fewer compromises, which would be a serious problem and is something that people should consider about the election. I don't disagree with that at all. It's something that I worry about, although I do think you've seen some people on the Republican side make similar arguments about wanting to get rid of the filibuster. But I'm not trying to argue that there's no stakes in this election. Certainly there are. And certainly they go well beyond just gun ownership on both sides, right? I mean, there's so many issues to consider when you're talking about a presidential candidate. And in fact, that's one of the things that is really interesting to me is whether or not even firearms becomes a major issue because of coronavirus and the economy and everything else going on.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're going to go to some of your writings about some of this stuff when we come back. The great Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon has got tons of great stuff over there right now. We're going to cover it. We're going to comment on it. We'll be back right after this. Man, I love this. What a great hour of radio. I hope you're enjoying it as much as we are bringing it to you. And I know I speak for both my guests. Powerful stuff. Enjoy. We'll be back after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, "We don't need that kind of gun," remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. Wow, my gosh. You know, it's hard for me to tell you that we're halfway down already with this hour. These are the fastest individual hours in all of radio, no question about it. There's a reason for that, because the content's great, and it's programs like this, it's hours like this that make it so. I'm talking with Justin Moon, the CEO of Car Arms. Justin, how the heck are you? Thanks for being here again, brother.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
Always a pleasure, my friend. And of course, I'm talking with the great Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon. Stephen, how the heck are you?
I'm doing all right.
You know, it looks to me like Alan Corwin, the great Alan Corwin from you know, the Gun Save Lives stickers from Alan Corwin. Okay, gunlaws.com. He's the only guy I've ever named a segment after, but it looks to me like he is watching on Facebook and made a comment. He said that you really round things out, Stephen, and he loves hearing you on the program. So that's cool. Alan Corwin, if you're listening, feel free to call the network. You know the number, and we'll put you on air in the roundtable for the remaining half hour. If not, we'll just bring it to another subsequent program, because we love getting your opinion on the show as well. All right, guys. Stephen, you wrote this. Let me jump over to some of your work. Gun control group shies away from guns in swing state attack ads. I love that headline, because the Everytown Super PAC, as you point out, is downplaying gun control to boost the Dems' Greenfield and Cunningham. A leading gun control group is spending millions to boost swing state Democrats, but its latest ads highlight non-gun issues, potentially signaling the limited appeal of gun restrictions in many key Senate races. So that tells us that, yeah, you know, gun control ain't a winning topic everywhere, right? But then we got news breaking today that Michael Bloomberg, I mean, this guy is just, he's a scab that won't go away. No matter how often we pick it, it keeps coming back. And this guy's dumping $100 million in Florida. Steven, start us down that path with your column and Bloomberg, and then we'll go over to Justin for commentary, because I know Bloomberg's not on his short list.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting to see that Evertown Super PAC, which is essentially completely funded by Bloomberg himself, their strategy so far, which has been to not play up gun control, but use it as like a sub issue among a bunch of different issues, which is a totally different strategy from what the NRA is doing, which is just talking about, you know, their issue, guns. And it clearly that signals something about what they think of the appeal of that, of gun control in these swing state races, right? I mean, you know, if they were confident that pushing gun control would help win for the Democrats in those races, the Democrats they want to get elected, then that's what they do, right? I mean, it's just kind of common sense,
right,
on the surface level there. But, you know, certainly I think it speaks to the relative strength of that issue, you know, because they're highlighting things like, you know, oil and gas lobbying money and health insurance alongside gun control. And you only do that if you think your key issue isn't strong enough among the voters you're trying to influence. And then with Bloomberg himself in Florida, and it'll be interesting to see what he actually spends that money on and whether or not it even has an impact. I mean, it's a lot less money than Bloomberg promised he was going to spend. He said he was going to spend $1 billion, if you recall, for Biden. This is $100 million. That's one-tenth of that. It's still a lot of money. But, you know, the question, I think, out of that, the Bloomberg news is whether or not, you know, how much is money going to matter in this race? Because both candidates have plenty of it. You know, there was just, I think Biden just outraced Trump for the first time recently, and that might tell you something, but both of those numbers for this last quarter were all-time records, even though Biden raised more than Trump. And so it's like, at a certain point, the amount of money, you know, $1.2 billion versus $1.1 billion, is that really going to have a big impact on the race? I don't know.
That's interesting. That's an interesting take. You're right. The $100 million, Justin, $100 million is a ton of money, as we all know. It's hard to wrap our heads around that, particularly when we consider that that's literally speaking pocket change for Bloomberg. He could spend that every month and never run out of money ever. I mean, it literally is pocket change for a guy that's worth nearing $100 billion. It's crazy stuff. But in the same sense, you know, what's it going to do? You know, keep in mind that we're talking about directing that $100 million right at Florida. He's already given them, you know, every town another $150 million to go nationally. But then Stephen throws that monkey wrench in there where, you know, they're not running on it everywhere. So, you know, give us your opinion. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, $100 million is a lot of money, especially if you put it into one state. But I think the Democrats are having a little bit of a problem down there in Florida because the Hispanic vote is starting to break for Trump. I think Hispanics are pretty pro-family, and they're pro, you know, small business, and they want to, you know, enjoy the American dream. And they're starting to wake up and realize that the Democrats, you know, do not represent middle-class America anymore. They represent the billionaires, and they represent those on government assistance and the illegal aliens. So I pray for the good sense and the wisdom of the American people that they understand the importance of this election cycle and vote the right way.
You know, Florida, you know, I lived in Florida. I consider Florida my adopted hometown. I met my wife there. We got married there. I started businesses there. I bought my first house there. It's home to me. It's where I moved to Georgia from. I spent most of my life trying to get there. Both my kids were born there. I mean, it's home to me. Florida's a very gun-friendly place. There's a shift a little bit in Florida, but like Justin just said, Stephen, you know, the Cuban vote down there, the Latino vote down there is breaking for Trump. And I don't know what that's going to do. Coming after gun rights in Florida, you might hit, you know, a large demographic, but, and there's been some shift. You know, the I-4 corridor was reliably red when I was there. I lived in Hillsborough County, which was reliably red. Hillsborough County hasn't voted red since I left. Okay. Northern Florida, always reliably red. Not enough population center when you consider Southeast Florida. So lots and lots and lots of demographic issues, you know, very dynamic, very fluid in play in Florida. So, you know, why is Bloomberg spending $100 million there when my question to you is, it seems to me Pennsylvania, Michigan, Ohio, I believe, is Trump foregone conclusion. That's why nobody's bad on there right now. Wisconsin and Minnesota, which are all, in my estimation, going to break for Trump. The election's over at that point. From an electoral college standpoint, what's up with Florida? Why is he spending it there in the first place? Is it that important now?
Yeah, well, I mean, Trump has to win Florida if he wants to have a path to winning the presidency. And I think you guys are right in terms of how things have trended lately, which is that Trump is performing better in Florida than he is right. In some of the other swing states like Pennsylvania and Wisconsin right now. So, you know, from a strategic standpoint, I could see why Bloomberg wants to target Florida because, you know, if Biden wins Wisconsin and Michigan, that doesn't mean that he wins the presidency. But if he wins Florida, it probably
right.
does.
Right. It makes sense.
And so yeah. $100 million is a lot of money. Like, I know I just downplayed it a little bit about, you know, how much is all this money going to matter. But if you have $100 million to spend, Florida, if you're wanting a Biden victory, does seem like a decent place to spend it.
Fair enough. Absolutely. 100% is. It's surprising to me. And I don't know where, you know, we're going to see Bloomberg dump money elsewhere as well. We're going to see that happen as this election gets closer and closer. Don't be surprised to see another $100 million come out of his back pocket and move somewhere else. Because also those upper Midwestern states are going to be critical. We know how California's going. You know, I mean, there are people within the Trump campaign talking New York could flip. I think that's doubtful. Not in this election cycle, but it certainly could down the road, particularly with a lot of people fleeing. Fascinating conversation, guys. Fascinating conversation. We've got one more segment left with Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon and CEO Justin Moon, CEO of Car Arms, Justin Moon. I want to find out about gun sales and manufacturing. Everything's at its limits. We'll talk about it when we come back. Don't go away.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
The final segment of the show, of the third hour, is here. It's hard to believe. I mean, the time has just flown right by. I could go into the wee hours of the morn with you easily today on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast program. Here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers Platinum, very powerful platinum microphone, all of it being brought to us today by X Insurance. Tomorrow, we're on the Car Arms powerful platinum microphone. That's right, in the GunBroker.com studios. Again, all of it presented to America and the world by X Insurance. Just can't wait for tomorrow's program. Good heavens. With as much Defender Coffee as I drank today, I'll probably be up all night, so it's not a big deal. All right, guys, welcome back in. Let's jump right back in this mix here. Justin Moon, CEO of Car Arms. Welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Oh, good to be back.
Always a pleasure. Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon. Welcome back inside the studios with me, Stephen. You've also written, Stephen, about record gun sales. And We have with us the CEO of Car Arms, a major gun manufacturer in the United States. So let me start with Stephen. When you write about this, you've written about these things for years. What do you see happening with gun sales, and theorize for us, if you would, why you believe, what's the psychology behind this? What's happening? And then we'll go over to Justin and find out about his numbers.
Yes, certainly. I mean, look, what we're seeing this far in 2020 is just completely unprecedented by any metric that you look at. There's never been a surge like this in the history of the United States. It just hasn't been. And there's never been something so sustained either. And it's really kind of fascinating, too, because you really have at least three major motivating factors going on with why people are buying guns. You know, one, you know, in March, it started because COVID hit. And you know, obviously people aren't buying guns to protect themselves from the virus. They're buying guns to protect themselves from the uncertainty, the societal uncertainty that comes along with a once in a lifetime pandemic, you know, 100 years pandemic, and what that can do to a society. And, you know, ironically, when I talk to new gun owners, new first time buyers early on in this thing, they were worried about civil unrest that might occur, the rioting, and what would happen if police couldn't be there to protect them. And then, ironically enough, for a completely different reason, I suppose, than maybe they were expecting, but that's exactly what we got, was rioting, widespread rioting, that really was all coast to coast for a while there, and it still lingered. Obviously, we've had violence lingering in hot spots around the country since then. And then the third reason is, you know, we have a major election coming up, presidential election, where, you know, we just discussed some of the potential outcomes of that involving firearms. And so you're probably going to continue to see record high sales numbers through the end of this year, at least.
Justin, follow up on what you just heard from Stephen, right on all three counts, no doubt. Is there a fourth in there? Or, I mean, what are you seeing as the CEO of Carr Arms right now and industry-wide that you're a huge player in?
Well, I got to say, of course, demand is up to the roof. It's crazy. We're telling all of our distributors who place orders with us that expect 9 to 12 months.
Wow.
So it's, it's unbelievable. You know, and we're in the retail end of the market because we have the Tommy Gun Warehouse up here where we do some retail sales also. And we are seeing the sales are just have grown exponentially. It's just unbelievable. Whenever we get an ammunition in, they can't put a pallet out on the floor.
Jeez.
Unbelievable.
Justin, when you know, no, that those are amazing numbers. Those.
And, you know, it's like Democrats, first-time buyers. And then, you know, it's the traditional buyers coming back for more ammo. And you talk to some of these folks why they think about it. And, you know, they're looking at all this social unrest. And a lot of people are starting to think that, you know, we may be on the verge of a civil war.
You know, all this, it's frightening to be here in America. A lot of it was predictable. You know, the political hatred, the division in the country. And Stephen, as you know, I lay it right at the feet. You know, I talk about this every year at GRPC, and I will again next weekend. But I lay it all at the feet of the mainstream media based on what they tell us, what they don't tell us. And it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. I can, you know, like that old, that used to be that 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon or something stupid like that, where you could always tie some. I'm very capable of doing that to the mainstream press. And lies of omission now are even worse than fake news. But they don't want us to know how many guns are flying out of the warehouse up there at Carr. They don't want us to know. They don't want, I mean, we all know it, but they don't tell us. They don't give us numbers. Justin, do you ever get a phone call from the media asking you questions about your sales?
No, not really.
Yeah. I mean, why would they, you know, I don't think that this doesn't fit. It doesn't fit their agenda. Stephen, what you just heard, 6 to 9 months. I mean, stuff like can't put pallets out. We know that to be the case, but, do you see an end in sight in this? You know, let's take after the election, regardless of the outcome. I don't. I think it's going to continue and continue and continue. And I don't think it's going to get any better after the election, regardless of who wins.
Well, I mean, certainly I think that sales are going to continue at least through the end of the year. You know, I was talking to the National Shooting Sports Foundation just recently about this, and they said that, you know, even if you have like a Trump win or a win where people aren't as concerned, you know, whatever the outcome is, that there people aren't as concerned about new gun controls, you'll still have a knock-on effect essentially. And then by that point, it'll also be the big selling season anyway, because most gun sales happen in the fall and winter for, you know, the hunting season begins, fall hunting season, and then you have Christmas. And so that's when the majority of gun sales happen. Anyway, we've
Stephen,
made it to the point where 2020 is past 2019 in total sales at this point.
Yeah, it's insane.
The hot months.
You know, last weekend, guys, I spoke with Gun Brokers Patricia Huff, and we covered new and used semi-auto and pump shotguns. Guys, you know, it's hunting season. That's why we decided to talk about that topic and what guns Gun Broker was seeing move. Guys, 8 out of 10 guns were tactical shotguns. It blew my mind. Virtually every gun we talked about in shotguns was for tactical home defense use. Not surprising at all, but I never considered it when we first went over the list. It wasn't until I looked at it and saw that it was tactical. That's how scared people are, Justin. Not surprised, are you?
No, I'm not surprised, because they come into our store and they ask for tactical shotguns, and the tactical shotguns are all sold out. And so reluctantly, they buy one of the shotguns. So a lot
there
of
you
them
go.
Sold are actually, you know, because there's nothing else for them to buy.
Unbelievable. We are going to see you, Justin Moon, in the weekend of the 19th up in October at the Rods of Iron Festival. We'll be up there. We got some traveling to do. Yep. Justin, thank you so much for being here. Your participation is just awesome. Great. Just love it here. Thank you for being here. And thank you for what you do for the industry and for Armed American Radio. And, of course, Stephen Gutowski, everything you write, thanks for being a huge source for me every single day that I can turn to you guys and get this information that we can get out to the American public that the mainstream press simply isn't going to cover for us. And to all of our sponsors and to all of you listeners, wow, viewers, great to be here with you. Here's the deal. Next week, we'll be running right back up, I said, to meet with Alan Gottlieb. It's going to be a very busy few weeks. We're going to do it on the radio tomorrow. Make sure you're here. Enjoy the rest of your evening. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.